Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem basks in the sunshine. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasant with gentle breezes. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hezbollah official stated that the group held its fire on Israel after a U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal. That's from Ynet, just in. Also, earlier today, Times of Israel reports that Israel vows to remain in southern Lebanon, warning of a forceful response if Iran strikes. Also this hour, JNS highlights that Israel is rejecting pressure to leave Lebanon, with Defense Minister Katz emphasizing the IDF's indefinite stay in security zones. Separately, Axios previously reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel, marking the first such attack since the ceasefire. And finally, JTA from earlier today shares that Trump announced a completed deal with Iran, with a signing ceremony set for Friday. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dalia Ziada, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S.-Iran agreement is reshaping the Middle East dynamics, highlighting divergent objectives between Washington and regional states. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, shared that Avigdor Lieberman insists Israel must act independently from any U.S.-Iran ceasefire linkage, urging readiness to strike. From Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today, French President Macron demands Iran's enriched uranium stocks be neutralized under UN supervision. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's stance, Ynet reports that the group has paused its attacks following the U.S.-Iran ceasefire announcement. This truce's continuation depends on Israel's actions, reflecting the fragile peace in the region. The outcome could influence regional stability. Turning to Israel's position in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reveals that government ministers criticized the U.S.-Iran deal, stating Israel isn't bound by it. The commitment to remain in southern Lebanon indicates Israel's strategic priorities. The situation remains tense as potential conflict looms. Meanwhile, the JNS article notes Defense Minister Katz's warning about a possible Iranian attack linked to Lebanon. Katz's comments underscore Israel's determination to maintain security zones indefinitely. This approach aims to deter Iranian influence near its borders. Meanwhile, Axios reported Iran's missile strike on Israel, the first since the ceasefire. This move risks unraveling negotiations and reigniting conflict. The region watches closely as tensions escalate. Finally, from JTA, Trump's deal announcement with Iran signals a shift. Pakistan's mediation role highlights broader diplomatic efforts. The signing ceremony could mark a key moment in international relations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a significant gap in training fund yields revealed in May, with indices rising on Wall Street and Tel Aviv. Analysts show a return of 2.75% in the general track, outperforming Meitav. Separately, CTEC shares that Gilat secured a $157.5 million deal for Comtech's space unit, marking a strategic U-turn after a failed 2020 takeover attempt. And finally, Globes explains that TASE indices fell sharply following the U.S.-Iran agreement. Analysts suggest investors perceive the deal as unfavorable for Israel, impacting market reactions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.